shoes, spend an hour on my sofa. Failing that, I suggest that you try and make yourself comfortable, wherever you are. Which, to be clear, means sitting on a flat, uncontoured seat at a height no greater than the top of the knee, minus about 2 inches, with a slight forward tilt and a soft textured surface, though not too squidgy, and with plenty of what I believe Americans might call butt space between the seat and the backrest. Feet flat on the ground, legs uncrossed, knees slightly lower than your hip sockets, chest open, head balanced and relaxed. While I go and visit a chiropractor.
Ian Sansom presenting tonight's essay. Tomorrow night he ponders the philosophical problems posed by tables and examines their role as gathering places in our lives. The essay tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Well, we've already had Silent Film on the radio this evening, courtesy of Matthew Sweet and his guests. What more surprises can we throw at you? Here's the man to tell us. It's 11 o'clock, time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a bit of a surprise to start Late Junction with a little bit of Snoop Dogg. We'll be right back. Well, that's the 20-piece Magic Drum Orchestra taking on Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It's Hot. Kicking off tonight's Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, here for the next 2 weeks. And tonight I'll be playing you music from Joe Driscoll and Seko Koyate. We've got some Wooden Wand and Alexander Hawkins. We also go back in time with the Detroit Escalator Co., Sam Prekop, and also some Afro Sound. And plus, we've got the first of a series of tracks by different students at the Royal College of Music, composed for a recent exhibition at London's Royal Academy. And in the background, this is Dutch producer Julian Meyer from the When Will You Wake Up EP on the Canadian label King Deluxe. This is Je T'écoute.
vision en implique qu'il n'y a pas de frontières.
Invitation voyage.
A really exciting collaboration with British-based rapper and songwriter Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté, known in France as the Jimi Hendrix of the Kora, originally from Guinea in West Africa, and working together now to blend new ideas on their Fire album. And that track was called Tanama. Before that, the first of two tracks tonight from Chicago's sort of progressive post-rock scene of the 90s and early 2000s, Sam Prekop from the Chicago 2018 compilation, and a track called The Afternoon. I've got a real gem of a single now from James Jackson Toth's Wooden Wands. That's also going to feature on their forthcoming Farmer's Corner album. Recorded in Nashville, this is Dam Building.
Down building.
just a little while. There were 100 stones in the pile. I waded in and plugged up the cracks in the rocks with mud. Myself, I better hurry.
former BBC Radio 3 New Generation artist. That was Gwilym Simcock together with the City of London Symphonia. A movement from his work Move, which you can find on the Instrumation album. And Gwilym Simcock is playing live at the Hebden Bridge Piano Festival on Sunday. Now, I recently picked up a really interesting album of music created entirely from an early 70s portable synthy AKS, which didn't have a keyboard like the sort of Moogs did around that time, but more of a sort of matrix patch panel. The album's simply called Music from the Synthy, and it features 13 tracks by Yoshio Mashida, who recorded repeating patterns and then mixed 3 to 5 patterns per piece without any editing or effects. This is Synthy number 23. Thank you.
Nothing better than sitting.
I want to go to the...
Well, perhaps best described as prog folk from Derbyshire band No Right Turn from the early 1980s, recorded in the studio of Fairport Convention's Dave Pegg. And what I really love about this album is the way that the recordings have got one foot in traditional folk and another in a sort of Gary Newman-inspired world of synths and futurism. You can find that on EM Records from Japan. And before that, fast-forwarding to 1996 from the debut release by Neil Oliveira, the former Detroit Techno Club promoter turned multidisciplinary artist who composes music as the Detroit Escalator Co. And that's taken from his Soundtrack 313 album, originally on the British Ferox label, and that was Gratio. And we'd love to hear from you tonight on Twitter or email. You can tweet in at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. We are live, of course. Scotland meets Scandinavia now with Merritt Fate and Rona Wilkie from their album Turaz. This is New England Fireman Set. Thank you. William Byrd piece, Monsieur Almonds, performed by the Julian Bremes Consort, recorded in 1962, and before that, Mr. Dowland's Midnight, who are a new oud sax guitar trio based in Bristol, and their version of Satie's Nausean No. 1. We got a trio of a very different kind next, and the baroque pop of Haiku Salu performing live in Cardiff, Leicester, and in Camden's St. Michael's Church during the next few months. The band take their influences from the soundtracks of Jan Tiersen, the electronica of Amit Sub and also early Mum, and apparently the impressionistic writing of Haruki Murakami. See if you can spot those influences in this track. The very well named Sounds Like There's a Pac-Man Crunching Away at Your Heart. Thank you.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
British pianist Alexander Hawkins from his debut solo album Song Singular. He also plays in Mulatu Astatke's band, so clearly he's a very versatile performer. And that track, Take the A Train. Before that, the Super Mario theme performed by YouTube sensation Julian Neal. The one-man barbershop choir there as a duet with Nick McCaig. And I wonder what Nintendo's Koji Kondo would make of that. Over the next 2 weeks here on 8 Junction, I'll be featuring tracks recorded by students at the Royal College of Music for the recent Sensing Spaces exhibition at the Royal Academy. They held a live event a few weeks back featuring performances of the pieces in each of the different six rooms created by a variety of international architects. A really strong concept, and from what I saw and heard, a very, very impressive set of performances as well. Here's the first, which was inspired by the work of architect Diabedo Francis Queret, Ziggurat for Six Wind Instruments, composed by Nicolas Moroz. Thank you.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus our Savior did come for to die for poor ornery people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky when Mary birthed Jesus, 'twas in a cow stall with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all. But high from the heavens a star's light did fall, the promise of ages it then did recall. If Jesus had wanted of anything, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven for to sing, he surely could have had it, 'cause he was the king.
Thank you.
Great. I haven't heard that for a long time. Chicago's post-rock kind of prog rock band Tortoise with The Source of Uncertainty. And you can find that on the, well, I'm playing it anyway, off the Mowax Heads compilation, going back quite a long way with that compilation. And before that, the Columbia's Afrosound, who formed as a reaction to early 70s chicha that was happening in Peru and Bolivia at the time. I played you Party Mama. And before that, one of Berrio's folk songs as performed by Kathy Barbarian and the Juilliard Ensemble. Well, I'll leave you tonight with an incredibly beautiful piece of music remixed by the godfather of house, Mr. Frankie Knuckles, who died just last week. And like many of his productions, it's all about the way it builds and the hairs standing up on the back of your neck. Good night.
You're tuned to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Katriana Young. We're in Renaissance Scotland tonight, but courtesy of a 19th century Italian. Rossini's opera La Donna del Lago is based on The Lady of the Lake by Sir Walter Scott. It's set during the turbulent reign of James V, who faces a rebellion from the Highlanders led by Rodrigo. He's due to marry Elena, but she's in love with the warrior Malcolm. When the curtain rises, the people are singing of their hope for a new dawn. Elena emerges from a lake and sings of her love for Malcolm, but she's spotted by the king, who disguises himself as a needy traveller, and Elena agrees to give him shelter in her home. When they arrive, her father Douglas reminds her that she's betrothed to Rodrigo, but she confides to the disguised king that she loves someone else. Malcolm arrives and overhears Douglas talking about the wedding. When Douglas goes to greet Rodrigo and his men, Malcolm and Elena swear everlasting love. The Highlanders and Rodrigo then welcome Elena, but she's visibly upset, and when Malcolm appears, she can't help betraying her feelings for him. But before Rodrigo can challenge Malcolm, the Highlanders are attacked by the king's men, and preparations are made for the battle. We're going to hear a performance of the opera given at Covent Garden in May 2013. Joyce DiDonato is Elena, with Daniele Barcellona as her lover Malcolm, and Juan Diego Flores as King James. Act 1 of Rossini's opera La Donna del Lago.
Thank you.